St. Francis Xavier, pray for us. What doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world, but suffer the loss of his own soul? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, sometimes our friends, especially our friends at school, can be more than just friends for us. They could be like angels. But if they don't want to be like angels, I'm afraid they could be sometimes like devils. But we should only have friends who are like angels. What do angels do? They always see God, and they help us to serve God as well as to love him and know him every day. Well, I'm thinking about that today because today's saint became a saint, and in 10 years, he converted about 40, 50, or 60,000 people, and he baptized them himself in just 10 years' time. And it all started because of a friend that he had at school. And he was a friend from the same country. They were from a part of Spain called the Basque region, and they were both studying together at the University of Paris in France. And his friend was named Saint Ignatius. Our saint today is Saint Francis Xavier. These are two of the first members of the Jesuit order, which once upon a time was a very great order for missionaries as well as for teachers and preachers to save souls for our Lord. Well, they were both together at school, and Saint Ignatius was already trying to be very holy and to serve God, whatever our Lord wanted. But Saint Francis Xavier, he wasn't a saint yet. He was just going to school, and he was thinking maybe he would try to get himself a good job as a professor someplace afterwards, and make as much money as he could and have a good life. That's all he ever thought about. But his friend would often catch him unawares. They would run into each other on the stairs or when they were coming back from having dinner, and he would stop and he would say to him, "Francis, what does it profit a man? What good would it do for you if you got the whole world but you didn't save your soul?" Meaning God has a job, a plan for each one of us, and we have to do it. And if we don't carry out his will, how could we ever save our souls and be happy with God forever in heaven? Well, that got Francis thinking. And from thinking, he got into praying. And when he started praying and seeing things the way God sees them, he started to become a saint. So he was one of the first members of the Jesuit order. And he did a lot of penances at the beginning. He did so many penances, he had a hard time walking, and he had to rest for a while just to get better. And they walked to Rome to see the Pope about what the Pope would like them to do. And eventually, the Pope wanted them to go to India, far away India, to the missions, to preach there. Well, another priest was appointed, but he got sick. And so at the last minute, St. Ignatius says to St. Francis, "I'm going to send you instead." He didn't say, "Would you like to go?" No, he said, "You are going to go." He was told what he would do. And you know what, children? He obeyed. He just did what he was told, fourth commandment, because he had the vow of obedience. And because he had the vow of obedience, God blessed him very much. So off he went. He had to quick get together just a few things and get on the boat. And the boat ride took 4 months. And he got seasick. So all the time, practically, his stomach wasn't right and he was dizzy and everything. But no one ever knew. He never told anybody. He spent a lot of time saying prayers and doing penance. But when the sailors were free, he would spend time with them. And during their free time, he would chat with them and play checkers with them or chess. Others thought, "Well, he's not a very holy priest. Look at him. He's just playing chess with those sailors." But he was doing it to win their souls for Jesus. Because after a while, when they got to love and to trust the priest, then he was able to get them to go to confession and get rid of all of their sins and go to Holy Communion finally when they could. And so that way, he was starting to save their souls. He lived a very simple life, and he was a missionary. He said the best way to do it is just wash your own pot, is what he said, and take care of your own laundry, and just do everything yourself, because that way you can be doing everything for God. So that's how he was. He was very humble, and he was with the poor people a lot of the times. Now, because he was so holy, and he was doing such good, there were others, including sometimes even priests or Catholics, who were jealous of him, and they made false accusations against him, and he had a very hard time, especially because some of the Catholics were leading a bad life and giving a very bad example to the pagans. But never mind, never mind. Our saint just continued and did his very best a little bit at a time, and then he started to go out and to preach, and he would teach catechism, and sometimes he would use pictures, and always he would use the crucifix. He had a cross that was about this big, and he always carried it with him, and he would hold up the cross and talk about Jesus and God's love for us and what sin is, the same things that you learn in school, children. And the people would receive the grace to hear and understand him. Even if they didn't understand his language, there was a miracle, and they could understand what he said. That's called the gift of tongues. And then he himself worked many miracles, and that impressed people, and that helped them to be able to convert. One time there were some very poor people who lived by this big lake. It was called an inland sea, and they had nothing to eat, and the lake had no fish in it. It was a curious thing. It was called a dead lake. There was no fish in it. And so he worked a miracle, and fish started to come there. And all of a sudden it was full of fish, and the poor men on the shores of the lake, they could make their living. More than once he raised the dead back to life, and I think the nicest miracle that he did was this. Sometimes if somebody was sick and needed a priest to come and say Almighty God was going to work a miracle to heal that sick person, and he couldn't get there himself on account of he was very, very busy, he would ask one of the children, he would say, come here, can you do a favor for me? Here's my cross. You take my crucifix and go to see such and such a sick person. Here's his address. And just touch him with my cross. And the little children would do what he asked them to, and there would be a miracle. And the sick person would get up and be better. That shows us the power of the cross. It shows us the power of a saint. And what else does it show us, children? The power of obedience. Those children did what the father asked them to do, what the priest told them to do. And because of that, because they were obedient, they too worked a miracle. So you see, children, that sometimes it's the little hidden things of life, but as long as we're obedient, we can do great, great things. Well, that's how he was in India for a number of years, but only 10 years altogether as a missionary till he died. And some days he baptized so many people that his right arm was very sore. And it never really got better. It hurt him all the time because he was all the time baptizing, 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 or making the sign of the cross. Well, he went from India to Japan. And in Japan, the people that he tried to convert were very rich and very educated. And he learned their language as best he could in a short amount of time. And he was able to make some converts there. But still, he wanted to do more for our Lord. So he heard about one of the biggest countries in the world, which is China. And they had never heard about our Lord in China. And so he arranged to be able to go there. And that's what he wanted to do. But our Lord said, my son, you've worked enough for me. You're a good and faithful servant. Time for you to come to heaven and receive your reward. So on a little island overlooking China, all by himself with just one Portuguese sailor who was with him, they kind of built a little hut for him. He was very sick, and he died all by himself. And the sailor put a burning candle in his hand, and he said, oh, Lord Jesus, now I'm coming. And then that's how he died. He did an awful lot for our Lord in a short amount of time. And probably one of his secrets was just this. He just did what he was told by God. He was always obedient. Do you think you could work a miracle too? Sometimes your teachers or parents might think, if you were obedient, that would be a miracle, wouldn't it? Well, I think our Lord could say the same thing about all of us. But if we are obedient and do what our Lord tells us to, we could work miracles too. That's how our Lord got on the cross, and that's how our Lord saves so many souls to be happy with them forever in heaven. Say a prayer for your priest today, children. It's First Thursday, and especially say a prayer for our missionary priest in Africa, Father Nkamuke. God bless you. In the name of the Father,